This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McBean. A military base in the U.S. state of Virginia will house Afghans who help the U.S. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
With the withdrawal of U.S. forces in Afghanistan approaching the final stages, about 2,500 Afghans who worked for the U.S. government over the past 20 years will be evacuated and temporarily housed at Fort Lee, Virginia.
These are brave Afghans and their families, as we have said, whose service to the United States has been certified by the embassy in Kabul and who have completed thorough SIV security vetting processes.
State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters Monday the Afghans will begin arriving at Fort Lee next week. The group includes 700 Afghans who worked for the U.S. and roughly 1,800 family members. Another 4,000 applicants and family awaiting security clearance will be sent to non-U.S. locations while their visas are processed. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Biden administration and Western allies are formally blaming China for a massive Microsoft Exchange email server software hacking. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
Canada's health minister, Patty Hajdu, tells CTV.
And South Korean President Moon Jae-in will not visit Tokyo for the upcoming Olympics. His office said on Monday it's scrapping plans for what would have been his first summit with Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga. The announcement came after Seoul lodged a protest over a new report on Friday that a senior diplomat at Japan's embassy in Seoul had said that Moon was masturbating when describing his efforts to improve relations between the two countries. The latest uproar further inflamed relations between the two nations feuding over territorial claims in their wartime history, dashing any remaining hopes that the Tokyo Games might offer a fresh start for bilateral and regional